welcome in to this week's episode of the High Handicappers Club. I'm your host, Cooper Torres, and as the PGA Tour takes a break this week, we take a break too, especially from picks, as our last couple weeks have been tough, and yet somehow I was sent an email that we were ranked number 23 for betting golf podcasts. Apparently there's only so many sports betting podcasts out there, otherwise we definitely would not be ranked. But anyways, we take to the golf course this week for a little Friendsgiving. We hope you enjoy some on-course audio. Apologize as the wind got a little heavy in some spots, but hope that everyone has a great Thanksgiving week and finds their own ways to celebrate what they're thankful for. We are out here at the beautiful Ted Rhodes Municipal Golf Course. If you don't love Muni Golf, you're not part of the High Handicappers Club. We've got a great group out here today. A little 3-on-3 scramble, stroke play. We've got a little par 3 challenge as an aspect of the day, too. We've got a fun one playing. Team Stuffing versus Team Turkey. Yours truly on Team Stuffing, so hoping to bring home the victory. Got a couple guests with me here as we're playing. Scudder, how you feeling about the day?
Oh man, Coop, just so humbled and honored to be part of Team Stuffing here in this inaugural Turkey Stuffing Challenge. We got such beautiful weather, and as the trannies are being poured fresh over ice, we started off with a tough miss on about a 15-foot slight breaker for birdie, but you got to feel like the birdie train's about to go choo-choo. We're going to be going straight down the tracks once these trannies hit the back of the throat.
Heard that, and well said. We are through hole one, currently even par, and we'll catch back in for an update. Team Stuffing here for a live report. We are three holes in. We've had three birdie putts. We've missed all three. What do you think, Trent?
We really need to work on stuffing some putts into the cup, because we're getting the opportunity. We're just not capitalizing on it, but I feel like we're getting warmed up, and I feel heating up coming up pretty quickly.
That's a good word. Here we go. So things have taken a tough turn. They're on hole 5. That was a triple bogey, 7. I don't really know how to put that one into words. Scudder, do you have any idea?
They say golf is a lot like dating your high school sweetheart. One moment you're passing love letters, things are great. You're thinking maybe prom king is in the works for you. And before you know it, she's smooching with your best friend, Carl, behind the bleachers. And I think that's exactly what happened there.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. We're going to go on a birdie tear here. We need some positive vibes. All right, our paths have converged on hole 5, tee box here with Team Turkey. It has come to our attention that they are one up. Caleb, how are you feeling?
Well, now that I heard you guys just triple back there, I feel great. I'm not so pissed off about a couple of birdie putts that we missed and that 1-3 putt we had. And game on, baby. Let's play some golf.
Joe?
Yeah, you got in her head a little bit on that last hole. I think you might have maybe hit one straight in the water off the tee box, but it's okay. Carl and Caleb kept us in it, so we're still going.
Carl, we've talked about you stealing our girlfriend and making out with her under the bleachers. What do you have to say about that?
I think it comes down to the joggers. So I've been the elephant in the room all morning, and all that I have to say to that is it's fashion, bro.
That's all I've got.
There it is. Team Turkey, one up on Team Stuffing. Team Stuffing here for a report after 9. Outside of one hole, we played pretty decent golf for high handicappers. We are 3 over. One triple bogey really sunk us there. What do you think, Trent?
Yeah, I think we've done a really good job of playing consistent outside of that one hole, like you mentioned. I think if we could get some putts to fall, I think we could be back in this and get to -3, -2 pretty quickly if we can get our putting game in order.
Yeah, we had a lot of putts inside 20 feet, and we missed every single one of them.
what is your pep talk that you're giving your putter going into the back nine?
Really just back and forth, slow and steady. I think if I can keep that, you know, angle right and swinging it smooth, I think we can make some things fall.
Yeah, we've got three par fives on the back nine. Let's go get them.
Yeah, I feel with that knowledge now, I feel pretty confident that we can make some birdies drop pretty quickly with your irons and driver and my wedges and Scudder's putter. We can make some things happen.
Team Stuffing, over and out. Scoring update here. Team Stuffing is two over after 12. Team Turkey, one over after 10.
Even. Get a ride.
I'm sorry. Even after 10. Carl, how are you feeling about the state of your team?
The team is really on a roll, playing well together. A few of us hitting well off the tee. The other two just masterful chips. So together as a team, we're really, I don't know what team we are. Team Stuffing, bringing it home.
Team Turkey, I believe. Don't forget, you're a turkey. Joe, anything else to add?
We'll just see. We'll just see who comes out on top at the end.
Hey, we got a few holes left, a couple par fives. Here goes nothing. Team Stuffing here for a report after 14. We have four holes left, and we still cannot make a putt. Trent, what is the issue?
You know, I think we're reading the greens right. We're just leaving them a little short, or maybe just giving a little too much juice. But we're dialing it in. And the good thing about golf is all we need is one good hole, and they just need one bad hole, and we're back in business. So I'm not worried after hole 14. I think we keep playing our game and let them make the mistakes.
I don't know for sure, but I believe that we are down to Team Turkey by two or three shots. We'll find out in a little bit, but yeah, we're praying for a collapse at this point, boys. The two teams have converged here on the par three 15th, 190 yards. Where's Team Turkey at, Caleb?
We're good. We're actually back down to one under, feeling pretty good. Carl Vick just sunk a nice 9-footer for par to save us from bogey right there. Joe just pulled out the hybrid, and you know the hybrid always means business for Mr. Rollins. So we're going to make this 190-something yard par three. Hopefully look fairly easy. I just chunked one in the woods. Not worried about that, though. We got Joe following me up.
Time to Spank City.
Well, Team Stuffing's got some work to do. So we sit here in 18 fairway. It seems that Team Turkey has it all but one. They are three up and have demolished the back nine. Joe, how do you feel about your team's play?
I think it's been a team effort all in all. We've all done a lot of different things well. And so I can't ask for a better team out here. Aside from you being on our team, Coop, but it was a fun time. We had a good time.
Yeah, I tell you what, Team Stuffing did a lot of things well today. The one thing that we did not do well was put the ball in the hole. I think that's the point of the game. I sit here with Team Stuffing, myself, Trent, and Scudder. What do we have to say for ourselves?
And these guys got a big problem next year because I'm coming head down straight at them. And I just see clear eyes, full hearts go up in these next year.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We got clam smackled today.
We stuffed ourselves.
Yeah, Team Turkey. Just made a few more putts, hit a few more shots. But in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I'll tell you what. There's nothing I'm more thankful for than golf and playing golf with friends.
Come on, and kissing your friend's mom.
That too.